Helping us break down Jaden Daniels' play now is Mark Rippon, Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Washington Redskins. Rip, thanks for making time for us. How are you, buddy?
Finley, Mitch, how are you guys doing? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to break down that play last night. Holy smokes.
What'd you think, man?
Well, I mean, it's not perfection, but it's close to perfection. Here, seriously, in that first only pass that he missed in the first half, it should have been a touchdown if he had one more second to get his feet. He had what's-his-face rolling right up his chest, but because he had Terry McLaurin coming out on a scissors route that was what we used to run back in the day. It was pretty fun. And, just overthrew him a little bit there. That was the only thing you could say that he ever – and it was really because of pressure. But what an amazing game, an amazing kid. I tell you what, the sky's the limit. If we keep this kid healthy, we're going to have a lot of chances to get in the playoffs and win some more Lombardi trophies.
How impressive has he been, Rip? You know, you watch young guys in the pocket, and a lot of them don't – like, he goes one game where he ran every time. Now he's – as he breaks the pocket, he's still looking down the field and delivering the football.
Well, his escapability, one, is noted, back in college. But even in college, I thought that the most amazing stat he had, he didn't turn the football over. Mm-hmm. And he has shown that in the first – three games already this year that, hasn't made a turnover, threw a couple nice touchdown passes yesterday and just controls the game. And I think what him and Cliff have together is pretty special, and Cliff's doing a good job, getting the ball out early and getting him in rhythm early on in the game. And then from there, this kid is just so talented. It's just so fun to watch him play and to hear, how nice a kid he is and the things he can do and he's going to do is just great to see. I think the people in D.C. should be really excited, and we just need to, like I say, just keep him healthy. But his O-line seems to be doing a pretty good job. They're running the football well, and that was just a textbook game yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I mean, from the kick, right from the first drive, and especially after Cincinnati went down, just took what they did. They haven't punted it in two games.
Yeah.
that's unheard of.
So. The 1990, you were injured, and they – had me go through a week of watching film and being with the quarterbacks for a little bit, and I was like, this is too much. Looking at a young guy like this. But you got to have someone that's going to be all in, and he seems to be all in as far as doing everything he needs to do to put himself in a position to succeed.
Absolutely, and I think, he's sold on, what Cliff is trying to teach, and Cliff's just been a reputable guy and has had – years where not only in the pros but in college where their offense is a top offense in football, so they've got opportunity, they got a chance, they got great skill guys. Noah Brown I think has been a great addition. McCaffrey's been awesome. Obviously Terry's a special player. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see what the things that they're doing, and obviously when we had that big season 91-92, there was every aspect of our game. Special teams changes a little bit now with the kickoff, but our defense was so good in 91-92, and that's, I think, one of the things that we're getting better, and we need to get better is on defense, and Dan, that's one of his specialties and what he can do. It's so cool to see, and I think the sky's the limit for Jaden in what he can do, and I think if we can just start doing the things at home and getting that fan base, back to when we played, Mitch, it was that was pretty special, and I think it's, the D.C. area should be excited because this kid really brings a lot of excitement to the game.
Hey, Mark, obviously that you played on some special teams. That 91 team was an absolute freight train, and B, maybe you know this too. Did you guys ever go a game without punting, let alone back-to-back?
I think we've had maybe one or two that I can recall, the only time they didn't give up on downs was the kneeling before the first half and the kneeling at the end of the game. So that's just impressive. Never twice in a row. I don't think it's ever happened yet. You have to go back into the archives to find out, but I don't think it's ever happened. So it's cool to see. I tell you what, he's got a great vision, great understanding. I think what Cliff's trying to do, and he's doing it at a very high level right now, and I just so proud of this kid. I haven't met him yet, but I've heard so many good things about it. Look forward to coming back to Alumni Week and getting behind these Commanders and getting them back to where we were, Mitch. I mean, that was some fun times.
Oh, yeah.
Great group of guys. Yep.
Big time.
Hey, Mark, specifically to the offense, this kid that the Bengals cornerback Cam Taylor Britt called it a college offense that Cliff is running, kind of getting the ball out fast. What do you think of the offense when you watch it and kind of the evolution over three games here where now you are seeing some shots down the field?
Well, I think with a young offensive line, an offensive line that I think is going to mature as they go, that's the thing you need, and that's what a quarterback wants. Get rid of the ball quick. Get it out of his hands early. Get some possession-type passes early on, and then have some strikes down the field and know what happens. And that's why one of the things that we are so good at is we were able to run the football early, game plan teams, and they do different formations, different motions. And this is just another different way of doing it that Cliff's got, you know, and different formations, different motions, different sets, two tight ends, three wide receivers, four wide receivers, five wide receivers. So there's a whole myriad of things that he's doing that kind of resembled a little bit of what we did, but in a different way, you know. And I think that's one of the things you want to do is be able to get the ball out of your hands early. That way you're bringing corners and safeties up and then making big plays down the field late. And that's what we did in the running game with EB and Mitch and Ricky Irvins and Gerald Riggs back in the day is, you know, we ran the football. We set up play action and made big plays in the offensive side because of our running game and what we were doing there. It's similar to what they're doing, but in a different way. You know, their short passing game is kind of like their running game. And you got Robinson running the ball, and they got some talented running backs too, so it's good to see what they're doing. And Ackler, he's pretty special.
I'll take a college offense that didn't have to punt for 2 weeks.
I mean, yeah.
You know, that guy made that comment, and I think he's eating his words now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're crazy. That's the day and age of college football when we played and what they're doing now. It's pretty crazy.
That's it. Hey,
talking with Mark Rippon here, Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Washington Redskins. Was there any one throw? I mean, just the throw at the end to get that touchdown to seal it to Terry, where it was more than even you expected, Mark, and kind of just left you like, holy moly.
Yeah, well, the second half I had a pairings party I had to go to for golf, so I just caught the end of it and the tape, you know, and all that. So it was obviously, you know, in the Super Bowl it was that throw to Gary that kind of solidified the deal that you kind of knew it was over with. Then I think that throw to McLaurin, the great catch that he made, was pretty special, and that's what you have to have. Big-time players making big-time plays when it matters the most.
I remember a deep shot on play action from Mark Rippon to Gary Clark in the Meadowlands when everybody said the Redskins can't beat the Giants in that 91 season.
Sprint bomb. Sprint bomb. Mitch knows what that is. Sprint
bomb. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. In fact, interesting thing about that, we did it in the first quarter, and I rolled to the right and threw it back, and one of the maybe the rarest times of ever, Gary – you know, had it on his hands and went through his hands. And then we came back in the fourth quarter and made the same play but roll into the left, which we hadn't practiced. But Joe dialed it up again, and amen to him for doing so, and worked out great. So it was special.
It certainly did. I don't think I was supposed to be up that late, but I was up watching it. That was the way things were back then.
You were just a young pup. You're just a young pup then.
Hey, Mark, thank you for joining
us. Appreciate you, brother.
Whatever the golf tournament is, Mitch. Good luck.
Oh, it's great. Fellowship Christian Athletes out here at Pronghorn, which is absolutely amazing in Bend, Oregon. Great people, great cause, and having some fun. So,
all right, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Cheers.
Thanks.
That's Mark Rippon, Super Bowl winning quarterback. That 91 team was an absolute wagon. And Mark Rippon sounds pretty damn impressed with Jaden Daniels, and for good reason.